Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I'd like to talk to you today about Circle the Wagons. Isn't that an unusual title? Well, if I can take you back in history, in the trek to the west, Circle the Wagons was shouted out at the end of a day when cattle needed to be kept inside some kind of a corral in order to keep from straying. And then Circle the Wagons was also cried when it was discovered that an Indian attack was imminent. So Circle the Wagons meant protection for their own. They circle around each other, and then they had somewhat of some protection from outside sources. So as I thought of this, it's a talk that Mrs. Evans gave many, many years ago, and she talked about Circle the Wagons to protect yourself against bad television and even bad computer stuff. So even way back then in the 80s, she was talking about that. But when I started reading it, I thought about Circle the Wagons to protect yourself. And I thought of these four areas to protect yourself from and to protect your personal self from by circling the wagons. And that's to keep your eyes. Circle the wagons to keep your eyes straight, to protect your eyes from viewing wrong. Of course, the Bible says in Job 31:1, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? So Job even said that. I told my eyes, don't stray, don't look at things that you shouldn't look at. Then Proverbs 4:25, let thine eyes look right on and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Don't look to the left or the right. Don't veer off to see bad things. That's what I think that the proverb's talking about. So we got to protect our eyes, ladies. Now, I know that we women are not stimulated by sight. So seeing bad billboards is not our problem. But ladies, I think what our problem is when we search the internet or search Amazon or some of our shopping sites and see things that we covet, we'd like to have. You know, you have to be so careful about our shopping, because when our eyes see things that maybe we don't even have the money to go buy, why do we even look? Now, I know some people, shopping is a hobby for them. And they can go and look all day long but not buy anything. But some of us have problems when we go shopping to see things that we shouldn't have. And I'm just cautioning us to be careful about what your eyes see. You know, if you need to protect yourself from seeing things so that you don't desire them or don't spend money you don't have, I would do it. I think that'd be very wise. The second thing I think we need to protect our eyes from is us watching and seeing things that we have little people around us that they'd come and see that we're watching it. You know, we got to be careful what we see on the television, because that can affect us, number one, but more than that, it can affect those around us that might see that we're watching it. Well, if grandma can do it, why can't I? Well, if mommy can watch it, why can't I? We need to be careful about what we see with our eyes. And I think if we did keep our eyes, we'd circle the wagons to protect ourselves from things, you'll see it'll make you a better person. So let's be selective about what we look at. You know, I am very careful about the books that I read, because I don't want those books to influence me to change who I am, what I believe, according to what the Word of God teaches. So anything you can do to protect your eyes, keep your eyes from the wrong, I would do it, ladies. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.